This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is experiencing pleasant temperatures with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a warm afternoon with clear skies. As the evening approaches, expect a mild and comfortable night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Shin Bet confirms a significant threat to Yair Netanyahu, prompting his urgent evacuation back to Israel. This was reported by Newsmax and confirmed by Shin Bet, as stated by Walla earlier this hour. Also, Israel officially rejects Trump's plan for Gaza, but steps have been agreed upon to advance its transfer. This according to Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF reports a strike on a Gaza hospital compound that killed a Hamas commander. This was noted by the Times of Israel, just in. Separately, another confirmation from Shin Bet about the Iranian threat against Yair Netanyahu. This comes from Jerusalem Post's reports earlier today. And finally, the discovery of the sunken 1948 Altalena arms ship has become an election issue in Israel. Forward covered this story from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted days ago about Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat from New York, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled. This decision follows the Netherlands' ban on trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News also reported that Israeli officials ordered the Dutch diplomats to leave. This move comes after legislative changes in the Netherlands affecting Israeli trade. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Shin Bet's confirmation of the threat to Yair Netanyahu. The agency acknowledged a serious Iranian threat, prompting Yair's swift return from the U.S. According to Walla, this decision underscores ongoing concerns about Iranian activities targeting Israeli figures. This is seen as a critical issue for Israel's national security. Turning to the developments around Trump's Gaza plan. While Israel has publicly rejected the 15-point proposal, some steps are reportedly in motion. Israel Hayom reveals that discussions are ongoing to facilitate the plan's partial implementation. This highlights the complex diplomatic dance surrounding Gaza's future. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on the IDF strike in Gaza. A Hamas commander, involved in planning attacks, was targeted at a hospital compound. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions and military operations in the region. The implications for civilian safety and regional stability remain significant. In earlier reporting, the Altalena ship discovery resurfaces historical tensions. The foreword explains how this 1948 incident, nearly sparking civil war, is affecting current political debates. As Israel approaches elections, the past continues to influence present political narratives. Turning to business and markets. First, an Israeli pop star's decision to shut down a fashion site for Shabbat has sparked controversy. Odeya's request to halt Adika's online sales on the Sabbath has divided opinion. Ynet Business reports praise from religious shoppers and boycott threats from critics. Separately, Akerstein's profits have sharply declined. Globes notes an 86% drop in second quarter profits and the CEO's resignation after less than a year. This marks a challenging period for the building materials and real estate company. And finally, Oak Security is navigating new industry challenges. CTEC reports that the company is automating its operations to stay competitive. This move reflects the broader evolution in the security sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.